From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a migrant quota plan moves forward. European Union interior ministers have approved a plan to distribute 120,000 migrants through the 28-nation bloc. The ministers adopted the proposal by majority vote. The Czech Republic, Hungary, Slovakia, and Romania all voted against the plan, while Finland abstained. EU leaders will meet on Wednesday to consider the proposal. In Burkina Faso, army troops have entered the capital city without resistance. They are asking presidential guard members who carried out last week's coup to lay down their weapons. Emily Yab reports.
People were out and about Tuesday in Ouagadougou with only a few army trucks seen driving through the streets. Army troops enter the city overnight, but most stay inside military camps as military chiefs talk with coup leader Gilbert Diendéré. Speaking at a news conference, the general said he wants to avoid confrontation. He says the presidential guards, also known as the RSP, do not want to fight. After several days of crisis, West African mediators announced a proposed peace deal Sunday. In exchange for giving back power to the transitional government and releasing Prime Minister Isaac Zida, Diendéré and the RSP soldiers will receive amnesty. Emily Yab from Ouagadougou.
Pope Francis arrived in Washington Tuesday afternoon, beginning a six-day visit to the United States. U.S. President Barack Obama and his family welcomed the pontiff as hundreds of spectators looked on. Washington is the first stop on the Pope's visit to three U.S. East Coast cities, Washington, New York, and Philadelphia. Francis has been invited to speak at a joint session of Congress on Thursday and to address the United Nations General Assembly on Friday. This is VOA News.